Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Lamed Aleph, and we have been learning Peah Baruch Hashem for a month together. Today's Shiurim and all the Shiurim are sponsored this Masechta anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And we continue with the next Mishnah in Maseches Peah, which talks about how small of a field is Chayev in Peah. Do I have to have a certain minimum amount of size of the field? And everything we want to know about Peah is found in this Masechta. So says the Mishnah, four different opinions. And guess what? We don't even pass on like any of them. We're going to pass on like the fifth opinion, which is the next Mishnah. But what are the opinions? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Karka Beis Rova, Chayevus Bepeah. Karka Beis Rova, what is Beis Rova? Rova Hakav, a quarter of a kav. Enough area that you could plant a quarter of a kav of seeds in the normal way. That's the area of Beis Rova. Chazal say that a quarter of a kav is the volume of six eggs. It's about more than 100 square amos, about 105 or so square amos. That's high. That's the biggest shear. So that's a big kula. Anything smaller than that, there's no chiyuv of peah. And as we continue, we get smaller and smaller. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ba'osa Sasayim, right, where it makes Sasayim worth of you don't go by the seeds, you go by the produce, what it produces. But oses asayim, the Marafolda quotes the Mishnah later on regarding shichacha. Omer sheyesh ba sasayim eino shichacha. Deshir sadehi veino shir omer. Okay. Number three, Rabbi Tarfon omer, shisha al shisha tvachim. Right, even very small, even if I have a piece of land that's very small, just 6 by 6 tvachim, that's according to many, that's one amma. It's an amma by an amma. Right, the first opinion was 105 square amos. This is one amma by one amma, 6 by 6. Why is that? Because you find in Kelayim, in the third perek, a aruga, a flower bed, is that size. So you see, that's a significant area of ground for Hilchas Kelayim. So too, it's a significant area of ground for Hilchas Peah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra Omer, even smaller. Kedei Liksar Velashanos. Enough ground to be able to cut and to cut again. Meaning what? As we'll see in the Gemara, usually how do I cut? Assuming I'm using my hands, I grab a bunch of stalks and then I take a cutter and I cut it, and then I grab another bunch of stalks and I grab and I cut it. So that's as much as you could have two grabbings. That's enough, the minimum amount for peah, which basically would mean what? I cut the first one, that's mine, and then what's left is going to be peah. So that's Kedilus from the Tanas. Valacha Gedvarov, and the Allah is like his opinion, like the Allah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. The Rosh Eliyahu points out that we had earlier, back at Daf Chav Gimel, that we don't learn halacha from when it says this is the halacha in the Mishnah, right? When it says that in the Gemara, we do. We had that in one of the Rishonim. I think it was the Ritva, right? If we don't listen to the Gemara, who are we going to listen to? That was the language of the Ritva. But in the Mishnah, halacha kidvarv is not always assumed, and that's why here we don't pass on like any of these opinions. We're going to pass on like Rabbi Akiva, which is in the next Mishnah. But the Gemara goes into what is the source for each of these. So my time at Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say the biggest shear of Beis Rova, Nemar Kan Sadcha, Venemar Bikilayim Sadcha. It says by Kilayim also, Sadcha, Ma Sadcha, Shemar Lahalan Beis Rova, Afkan Beis Rova. Okay, fine. The context of Kilayim is a Beis Rova. So that's what it is. My time at Rebbe Yeshua. Why does Rebbe Yeshua say that it goes by how much is produced? The sasayim nemer kan sadcha v'nemer lahalon by shechacha v'shachachta omer basada masadcha shenemer lahalon sasayim change the girsa afkan sasayim because samachin sin sometimes switch. That is number two. My time with Rabbi Tarfon shishal shisha me aruga, as we just said, you learn it from the Mishnah in Kelayim where an aruga, a little flower bed, is six tachim. Rabbi Shua ben Beseira omer kedei liksar v'lishnos v'halacha kidvarav. And the halacha is like his words. So the Gemara now goes into, is it as I just explained it, like it's a real fistful, like when I grab a bunch and then I cut it? Ma kitzira kederach hakotzrim? Does Rabbi Shua ben Beseira mean like the way that kotzrim usually cut, that you have a fistful of stalks in your hand? O afilu kol shehu. Or does it even mean one stalk? One tiny little stalk in your hand, even a kol shehu. How far does Rabbi Shua ben Beseira go? So you might have said that it has to be a fistful, because the next opinion is going to be kol shehu. But the Gemara doesn't prove it from there. The Gemara proves it from a pasuk elsewhere, min man dechsev, because the pasuk talks about when in Tehillim there is a curse said, Shelo mile kapo kotzer, that the harvester should not fill his fist with stalks. The chitzno ma'amer, so you see it's a curse to have less than a fistful. So, says the Gemara, Hada Amra, Ketzira Kederech HaKotzrim. So what Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir must mean is a fistful, because anything less than that would be considered a curse. And therefore, these are all the sources for all of the opinions. If you look in the Shalom Yerushalayim, one of the Achronim in the back, he has a Chiddush Gadol relating all to all of these opinions. He has a Chiddush Gadol. Says the Shalom Yerushalayim. Says the, let me just find it. Says the, Nirel anias daiti. Devadai lekule alma modim dechiev menatora hu gamkin bekarka kolshehu. Teha pa'as sadcha ksiv. Visadcha kolshehu sadamikri. On a daraisa level, everyone agrees that even a tiny amount is chayav in peya. Like Rabbi Akiva is going to say in the next Mishnah. A kolshehu is bidaraisa. Veraya lazeh mi Rabbi Tarfon. Tesover devavavav letvachim alam mi aruga. Veshama mi drabanan. The din drab by aruga, those six tvachim by kilayim, as an example, by Rabbi Tarfon, that's for sure a din drabanan. Mi divrei kabbalas. Learned that based on a pasuk, right? It's also quoted in the Mishnayos and Shabbos. So how could you learn that? You see it's psukim, it's gzeira shavas. He writes, matzinu harbe pa'amim gzeira shava mi drabanan. Sometimes you find what looks like a din d'oraisa gzeirah shava, but it's really what we would call an asmachta. So an asmachta, it's connected to words, maybe even it looks like a gzeirah shava, but it's not really a gzeirah shava d'oraisa. Really, all of these opinions are midrabanan. Midaraisa, you need a kolshu. Even a tiny amount of a field is chayv in peya. The rabbanan pattered. Right, this is an example of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim La'akra Dover Ben HaTorah B'Shev Altase. What are the Rabbanan telling you to do? Don't give peya from such a small field. That's what the Rabbanan said. Don't give peya. Why'd they do that? Because it's more of a pain for the Aniyim. And it's more of a loss for them. If it's such a tiny field and they're going to wait on there. So they said it's just Midaraisa, yes, but Midrabanan, they knocked it out. Ela de Midrabanan ba'alma, Sphira le de Pati Rabanan ba'peya, Adi ika shiura lechol chad kid isle. Mishum bitol aniyim, de yoser yivatlu, viyafsidu, mimash, yervichu. Right? Whatever little work that they do, they're gonna have to not do that and then wait to get these stalks that you're gonna have to give them. Societies that can't function that way. He says, Rabbi Akiva Savar, what about Rabbi Akiva, who we passing like in the next Mishnah? He says, I don't hold that there's any of these din drabanan. This is din daraisa. The rabbanan didn't come in and knock out the din daraisa. Rabbi Kiva Savar, de nichol din Torah, v'lo patru mi peya. Right, they didn't pater. Da hagam de patru your rabbanan. So, that's Rabbi Kiva. So now, he asks, and what about in all of these cases where the rabbanan said, like according to all the other opinions, the rabbanan said you're pater from peya. What if he gives peya anyway? What if he didn't know? He didn't know the rabbanan said you're pater unless it's a bigger size. So he gave peya. Im nasan peya vadai de lo mikri gezel biad ani. It's obviously not called stolen in the hands of the ani, right? The balabayas gave it willingly. Vim savar shachayev bepeya. What if he really thought that you're chayev? V'nasan laani v'ani zeh kiddush boisha lo mikri mekadosh begezel v'kiddush of kiddush alibi lekulei alma. It's still not gezel because on a Torah level, this is a chayev of peya, and you gave it. Even if you didn't know, midrabanan, they say you don't have to give peya. So this relates to that, our larger sugya that we've touched on every so often, about once the rabbanan says something, does it lose the status? Like if a person gives peya, maybe the rabbanan will oker the shame of peya. Right? When did we talk about this? Right? Remember the machlokas Tosfos and the Ran? Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where Tosfos says, there's a sukkah that's very small, that can't fit your table in, you're going to have to keep your table outside and you can eat inside. Bishamai says, not a good idea. Because I'm going to go get my food outside the sukkah, I might end up eating outside the sukkah. So you're not allowed to have a setup like that. And Basil says it's okay, we're not worried. So that type of sukkah, that's pasul midrabanan. What if I ate in that sukkah? The language of the Mishnah in sukkah chavches, Beishamai says, if you use that sukkah, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. You've never been yotze in the mitzvah of sukkah. Wow. Never been yotze, says Tosfos, sukkah daf gimel. It sounds like you're not even yotze on a daraisa level. The rabbanan have the power to knock out the kashrus of a sukkah. Period. Right? Where else do you have this? The Rabbeinu Yonah. Tell me the Rabbeinu Yonah. The first daf in Brachas. Daf Aleph. According to the Rabbanon, let's say you have to say Kriyashma by Chatzos. Because, so they said, you can't say it after Chatzos. Only until Chatzos. What happens if it's after Chatzos and you remember, 2 o'clock in the morning? Right? Do you say Kriyashma? So Pashas, of course you do. The Rabbanon said, say it before Chatzos. But if you didn't, of course, there is one opinion in Rabbeinu Yonah. No, the Rabbanan knocked it out. Knocked out the Chiyuv. They have the power to do that. Or, again, each of these are different, but another one. Shofar on Shabbos. Right, there was a big controversy in the 1800s where there was one rabbi that said the Rambam paskins that you blow shofar in the Mikdash on Shabbos and all of Yerushalayim is called the Mikdash. So I'm going to blow shofar on Shabbos. Right, in my shul, even though Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And all the other rabbis said, Chas v'shalom, who says we passen like the Rambam and we don't do that. So you can't blow shofar on Shabbos. So what happens if you blow shofar on Shabbos against, let's say it was a nisa derabanan, do you get schar of a mitzvah daraisa and just you violated a derabanan? Or did the rabbanan knock out the mitzvah? If I know this rabbi is blowing, I don't agree with him, but should I at least walk past the shul when he's blowing and maybe hear it? Is that worthwhile at all? Again, all of these are about derabanans affecting the world of daraisas, and 10 other examples we could bring. But here's one right here. The Shalom Yerushalayim says, once the Rabbanan, according to the way he viewed it, right, they're all the Rabbanan Shiurim. Once the Rabbanan knocked out the mitzvah of Peah, do they say that even if you give Peah, it would not be called Peah? That's his issue, how he views this sugya. Okay, so it says the next Mishnah, but though as we said, Alach HaZayin, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Karka Kol Shehu Chayev BePeah. Right, any tiny little amount of Karka is going to be Chayev BePeah. The Gemara is going to talk about how that works. If I only have one stalk, you know, how is that going to work? The Gemara will talk about it. But once we're on the topic, the Mishnah says, and let me tell you some other halachas that apply even if there's only a tiny amount of land. Karka kol shehu. So chayv in peya. What else? Ubi bikurim. And bikurim. Even if I only have a tiny amount of land, I take bikurim from that land. There are 2 days in Baba Basra, Daf Chav Zayin. The Rasilio points this out, that one opinion says this only applies to wheat and barley. Right, Bikurim is only by the 7 Shivas Haminim. So that's at most that what we're talking about. So one day there says only wheat and barley has a Chiyah B'kol Shehu. But by the other ones, which are fruit, right, trees, pomegranates and figs and dates and olives. So by all the other ones, says that opinion. No, that needs, trees need more area of nourishment in the ground. So if you only have a Kol Shehu, then you're not Chayiv in Bikurim. Not Chayiv in Bikurim for the others. Only Chita and Seora. That's one daya. And there's another opinion that says otherwise. The Rishonim there talk about it in Baba Basra, on Daf Chav Zayin, a machlokas Ula and Ravin, seems to be. But that's Bikurim. Chayiv in Peah, even a tiny amount. We discussed a few weeks ago, 2 days in the Tosfos and Baba Basra, Pei Aleph or so, about whether Bikurim is considered a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Remember, it's the only one that you designate before it grows. Everything else is grown already, and there has to be a onus hamaisris, shumas and maisris, and maisr rishon, and maisr sheni, and maisr ani. Bikurim, I designate before it grows, the second that it blossoms. And it's compared to basar b'chalav in the pasuk. So that's why Tosfos has 2 days, whether Bikurim is really a mitzvah hatuliyah ba'aretz. But you need a little bit of karka. Meaning, if you don't have any karka, if I own the fruit and not the karka, then I don't bring Bikurim, right? Because the mikra Bikurim, I say, asher nasateli, right, the land that you gave me, and you can't say that. When, by Bikurim. Number 3. V'lichtov aleha prizbal. And to write a prizbal. Right? We don't write a prizbal unless the, what's a prizbal? We know midah oraisa shmitas ksafim. Last parak in Shvius. Midah oraisa, all loans are forgiven during Shmita. We paskin the end of Shmita against the rush. That says by the beginning of Shmita. Rov Rishonim say the end of Shmita cancels all loans. But Hillel saw, says the Gemara, that people stop lending money. And therefore he said it can't go on. Because, why? Shemitah is, Prizbal is one of those that, you know, people who are from the uninitiated within the Talmudic logic, people will look from the outside and say, oh, Prizbal, the rabbis do whatever they want. Chas v'shalom. Right? Prizbal and selling chametz and heter iska. Each one of these has to be analyzed. But especially Shemitah. Shemitah is already said by the earlier sources. What Shemitah's ksafim? The Torah has this unbelievable ideal. Forgive loans. You lend $1 million, don't get it paid back. Shemitah, don't. That's a very, very high level of chesed. But you know what Hillel saw? He saw that people weren't doing basic chesed. People weren't lending money. Because the Torah has this amazing dream of this ideal of chesed, so people stop doing basic chesed. Hillel said, I have to create a mechanism to get at least people to do basic chesed. Ideal chesed maybe one day, but basic chesed, that's what Prizbal does. Prizbal, calibrates the halacha that, you know, the basic chesed has to be done. And the Torah allowed, left open, so to speak, the idea of allowing Hillel later in the generations to do Prizbal. If you look at it like that. So Prizbal gets us doing to be basic chesed, lending money. But the halacha is that you could only lend, you could only write a Prizbal. The malveh, the lender, can only write a Prizbal if the loveh has a little bit of land. A little bit of land. That's the halacha. So even a tiny amount of land is good enough. Even if it's less than the amount of the loan. Even a tiny amount of land. Why does a lova have to have a little land in order to write a prizbal on? So that's 2 days in the Rishonim. It's quoted here on the page in the Achronim. Why is it? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes one of the approaches. He says why? Because the whole way a prizbal works is it's ki'ilu, it's collected already. Right? If I write a prizbal, let's say, and that one view is that Bezdin collects, it's as if it's ki'ilu, it's collected already. Ki'ilu gavui. So the isser is to go and collect after Shemitah. But if it's ki'ilu, it's collected already, then there's no problem. So, says the Pnei Moshe, quoting the Rishonim, you can only say it's collected already if there's a shtar. If there's karka. Karka, it's always there. It's what's called Yesh Lehem Achrayas. And therefore, da'az chashev ki'ilu achov gavui kfar bi'ad abezdin, velo karina be'lo yigos. If there's karka, it's there, it's labeled, and it's ki'ilu bezdin collected it already. And then they're going to give it to you after Shemitah. So that's one svara that some of the Rishonim say. It's ki'ilu gavi. The other svara given, Rashi and Gittin says it's Daf Lamed Zayin, the Rasilio quotes this, and that is, Prizbal is a takana derabanan that only applies in common cases. Milsa de shchicha. Milsa de lo shchicha, if it's not a common case, so then the rabbis did not institute their din of Prizbal. So most people have land. If the lova has no land, that's very unusual. And the rabbis did not institute their din there. That's what the Ras Yirlio says. The chitikin hidol prizbal ashibet karka tikin de milva hamitsuyahi. Only mishein lo karka ein malvin lo. People don't usually lend money for people who don't have any land. Umilsa de lo shchicha lo tikun. Right, not tikun. And then he quotes the other day inami kibishesh lo karka beachov kagavli. Those are the two svaras given in the Rishonim for this. There is a fascinating question by the Ran. The Ran there in Gittin, where the sugis of Prizbal come up, the Ran discusses, we know the principle of Zochel Adam Shlo B'fanav. Right? He can be Zoche for somebody on his behalf when he's not there. Right? If somebody, I know, you're not supposed to give gifts on Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, somebody walks into shul, they're eating at somebody's house on Shabbos, but the host is not there yet. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to give me the bottle of wine and say, here, be Zoche this for Ruvain. Now, before Shabbos, now Ruvain owns it. Zochel Adam Shlo B'fanav. Right? That could be done. Zechia. Says the Ran, is the Malvet, let's say the Loveh is not around. It's right before the end of Shemitah. It's a question, when does he have to have the land? But whenever he's supposed to, has to have the land. It's right before the time that's crucial. So the Malveh wants to write a Prizbal, but the Loveh has no land. So what the Malveh is going to do? He's going to be Mizake, a piece of his own land to the Loveh. So it's a good thing for the Loveh to have land. Right? The Malveh is giving him. But really, in essence, that's a real chov for the loveh, because he has a piece of land, he's gonna have to pay back his loan. If he wouldn't have land, then there can't be any prizbal, and he wouldn't have to pay back his loan. So it's a zchus in the small view of this moment, but in the larger scheme of things, it's a chov. It's a chov for the loveh. So is that called zachal adam shlo b'fanav? So that's the Ran's discussion here on Yud Tesem Abayis in the Dafi Arif in Gittin. Shim hayasham b'tzaveach. Even if the lova is screaming, if the lova is screaming, lomahani, you can't give it to him. Shinanam zocha balkarcho. Umiyum lo ayasham. If the lova is not there, mashma de mahani. It's mashma that it works. Why? Because you look at it right now. Mashma. Matakaim lang zocha ladam shlova fun of kol shadavar ba'atzmo zchus. Ava bisha nimshach mimenu chov. Shu yeser ala zchus zocha vakana. Right, that could be a zechus. And the Ran goes back and forth, but that's his discussion of how you view zechus and chova. Okay, a lot more about Prizbal, but let us continue a little bit. But even a tiny amount, even a tiny piece of land is good enough for Prizbal. Again, even less than the amount of the chov. Next halacha, so we have peya and bikurim and Prizbal, and finally velikno siman achasim she'en lamachrayis b'kesef v'shtar b'chazaka. Right, this is getting into kinyanim. We know there are many types of kinyanim. Many types of kinyanim. One of them here, it's called the kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means, I want to buy from you karka and metaltalin. I want to buy your backyard and a watch. So how do I do that? So the Mishnah has a chiddush that I could buy the karka. And as long as I buy the karka, the watch goes to me too. I don't have to do a separate maisa kinyan on the watch. That's karka is, I'm kona the karka, and agav, the karka, by dint of the karka, along with the karka, I'm also going to be kona the metaltzelin. Right? That's nechasim she'yein lahem achrayas. The nechasim that do not have achrayas. That's what we call metaltzelin. It's movable items. Right? That could be nikne with karka, which is yesh lo achrayas. What's yesh lo achrayas? It's always there. Yesh lo achrayas is always, the security is always there. If you look in the Rastiolio, he has a different shot of what achrayas come from the word cherus. Cherus. Land is always free. It's always there. While metaltzelin is not free. Right, this says the Ras Irlio. The metaltzelin mizumanin l'chalini zakin u'moros. A metaltzelin could be lost, could be burned up. Ve'ena b'nei chorim and nizikin. It's not free from damages. Karka is always there. From the word cheirish, akarkos heim b'nei chorin mikol nezek. She'in nirkavin, ve'in nisrafin, ve'in nignavin, v'ne avadim. Okay, a different shot of what achrayas is. But that's the din. If I'm calling the karka with one of the three ways that karka could be nikneh, kesa shtar and chazaka, so then I also am Konad the Metaltzelin. That is also a fascinating, huge topic to discuss, how Kinyan Agav works. What's the lumdus of Kinyan Agav? To say the Chakira, before we say any of the Nafkaminas, you know, I'm Konad the Karka. I do a Kinyan Kesef. I pay you for the Karka. And all of a sudden, the watch is mine too. Why is that? Is that because the Chiddush of Agav is that the Maisa Kinyan of the Karka also works for the Metaltzelin? The Metaltzelin needs a Maisa Kinyan. But it's just that, the Maisa Kinyan of the Karka works for the Maisa Kinyan of the Karka. The Maisa Kinyan of the Karka works as a Maisa Kinyan of the Metaltzelin. Is that how it works? Or is the Chiddush of Agav, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan on the Metaltzelin? Because once you're buying both, it's kind of batel. Similar Chakira, we discussed months ago, if you remember, way back in Brachas, about Ikir V'Tafel. When I have a bowl of cereal, and I eat the cereal, and I don't make a bracha on the milk, why is that? Is that because the bracha on the ikar covers the tafel too, even though milk is usually a shahakol, but the chiddush of ikar v'tafel is, I'm going to make a bracha on the mizonos on the cereal, and then that will also work for the milk, because it's a tafel to the mizonos, and that works. Is that the chiddush of ikar v'tafel? That the bracha of the ikar works to pata the tafel, or brachos are only needed for ikars, and you don't need a bracha on the tafel. You don't need a bracha. Once something is called a tafel, the Rabbanu did not institute brachas. And we spoke then many nafkaminas. What happens if after you finish everything, then you're going to eat plain tafel? Right? Plain tafel. Right? So then I'm going to have a cup of milk afterwards. So I have to make a bracha on the cup of milk. So if I say the bracha on the ikar pot or the tafel, I already made a bracha on the milk possibly. So you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Right? Or the vice versa, the opposite. If you say it doesn't cover it, then obviously you would. So the same idea by agav. And there are many nafkaminas that are suggested for this what happens if you're buying karka from one person and metaltzelin from another person, right? So is that sada la'echad metaltzelin la'acher? The Gemara in Kiddushin of Chav Zayin has that chakira. So if you look in the Primoshe, the Achronim, he says e name a dekeder agav huta metaltzelin itpolin la'karka v'lo boy kinyan. If the metaltzelin doesn't need a kinyan, mazeh shayach the shikabe makne metaltzelin la'acher. If you're giving it to two different people or getting it from two different people, then obviously, how is that going to work if it doesn't need? I don't need a ma'isa kinyan with you. Umuchach da ha'agav hu b'kinyan. Da'inu da ma'isa kinyan sh'osa b'karka mo'al gam l'metaltzelin. It must be that you are doing it for the metaltzelin. Umishimachi k'mo sh'yachol ha'zakos chefetz l'chaveiro sh'koneo l'chaveiro. Ha'chanam yosa kinyan b'metaltzelin di'agav ha'zoch ha'zach chefetz l'acher. It could work to different people. If it's considered a ma'isa kinyan, doesn't matter where it's going to. So, and there are other nafkaminas. Does the item have to be on the karka? Does the watch have to be on the piece of land? What's called svurin umunachin or not? So again, that's a discussion in the Rishonim, Achlokas Rambam Ravid. Okay, there's a lot about Kinyan Agav that comes up here. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Says Mishnah Zayin. Hakosim nachasiv shchiv meira. Once we're talking about, again, karka kol shehu. What happens? Shchiv meira. Shchiv meira, if somebody's on their deathbed. And we know, even though midaraisa, to transfer something, one needs a maisa kinyan. But somebody on their deathbed, he's too weak, he can't do it, and if we don't allow him to even say verbally, and then the kinyanim will happen, we're worried that he's going to have tir fadas. We're worried that he's just going to, you know, die earlier. So that's why Midra Banan, we have what's called Kinyan Shchiv Mirah. Kinyan of a Shchiv Mirah, that works even without a Maisa Kinyan. But the halacha of that Din Drabanan is if he gets better, if he thinks he was going to die and he gets better, then there was no Maisa Kinyan done. It was just the Rabbanan said it's going to work without a Maisa Kinyan, but if he gets better, then obviously he's going to get his stuff back. Because we don't think that he really wanted to do this if he knew he was going to live. Right? Only if he thought he was going to die, so then do we say that is going to work. So, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So, according to Chosef Shchimira, if a person writes, or even if he doesn't write, even if he just says, all my property should go to someone else. So, Shir Karka Kalshu, if he left over a tiny amount of Karka to himself, why is he doing that? It must be he doesn't really think he's going to die. Because if he's going to die, he's just going to give everything away. So, if he left over a little bit, even a tiny amount, Matanoso Kayemes, then even if he gets better, the Kinyan is not going to go back. Assuming he did a Maisa Kinyan here, right? The Pnei Moshe says. If he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, then the whole thing is based on Shchiv Mirah, then for sure it goes back if he gets better. But if he was a Shchiv Mirah, and he did a Maisa Kinyan though, even though he didn't have to, but once he did the Maisa Kinyan, if he left over any karka for himself, that kind of reflects that maybe he doesn't think he's going to die. Why'd he leave over anything? So that's why if he left over anything, then the Kinyan stands, even if he gets better. Right? Matanaso Kayemes, as long as, again, he did the Kinyan. Lo Shier Karka Kalshu, if he didn't leave anything over, he gave everything away. So we assume, why did he do that? Because he thinks he's going to die. Then, if he gets better, Ein Matanaso Kayemes, then his Matana does not stand, and everything goes back. Again, a big topic in the various places, in Baba Basra, especially. Hakosin Achaz Labanav, next case. What happens if somebody writes all of his property to his children? And again, the Mefarshim say, if you look in the Rav here, it's a matna shchiv mirah, he's giving all of his stuff away to his kids. The kasav leishto, and amongst the, he's giving away his stuff to his children and also to his wife. And he gives his rights or says he's going to give his wife a certain amount, karka kolshu, even a tiny little amount of karka. If he doesn't give his wife anything, then if he dies, he has to give the ksuba to the wife, the money that's owed by the Yershim. But let's say he gives a little bit to the wife, much less than the ksuba. And somehow we know that the wife seemed to be mocheles. Right, we'll have to talk about, right, Baba Basra has a couple of deus, kuflamid beis. The wife did something to reflect that, or maybe she was just quiet. Shika kahoda. So, ibda ksubasa. So she loses her ksuba because seems like she was mocheles and she accepted, as you know, the husband treated me, as one of his own children. Maybe she was happy about that and therefore she loses the rest of her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Omer, but she has to have gotten something, even a karka kalshu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im kibla aleha, avli shlo kasavla, ibda ksubasa. Even if he didn't write anything, if he just said it, right? So then that's also good enough. We'll have to see what the machlokas is between Rabbi Yossi and the, and the Chachamim. But this is about whether the woman is, accepts, shtika kahoda. 2 points. Number one, even though it talks about karka in the Mishnah, that's only bizman ha-Mishnah, bizman ha-Gemara. The Rishonim already quote the takana of the Gaonim. Right? If you look in the Gemara all over, what's mushuba to ksuba? Karka. Because karka is yeshla machrayas. That's always the key. Who deals with karka nowadays? Everybody just wants money. Everybody wants money and metaltalin. So that's where the Rambam quotes and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Ishus, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Eben Ezer, Simin Kuf. Simin Kuf, says the Shulchan Aruch. Midina de Gemara, haksuba tainu ikar ksuba v'tosefes enim nigvim elemen akarka. Umitakanes ga'onim, nigvim afana metaltalin. Right? Mitakanes ga'onim, going back a long way, metaltalin. Tosas quotes this, the Rambam quotes this. Everything, chutz v'ksuz banan dichrin, v'chulus. That's why the focus, that's why in our Mishnah, it could be even metaltalin kol shehu. That would have been enough. Okay, there is a question though that's asked by the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael. Whatever the woman does, this man is on his deathbed, and the woman does something to show that, you know, she's mocheles. Ask the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos. Why is that? Maybe she's just doing it because she just doesn't want to upset him. You know, well, why do we say that there's an automatic mechila here? Ask the, if you look in the Tiferet Yisrael, actually it's in the Boaz, and he's quoting his father. V'hiksha hakosha kabarzel, Adoni avi mori zekeini agon atzatik zatzal. Lama shtika goda. Why do we say shtika goda? Neima dilo lahachis l'chola shaska. Maybe she just didn't want to make the chola angry. Like Yaradeh, Reish Lamed Beis. You have to have all of a shas and poskim on your fingertips to ask this kasha. If you look in Yaredeya, Hilchus Nedarim, the Rama says in Reish Lamed Beis Yud Zayin, Isha Shanadra Labayla Bechalyo, a man is very sick, and a woman makes a neder, he's on his deathbed. She says, I will never marry anybody else, honey. I will never marry anybody else, she says to him right before he dies. Acharei Moso, Olahefech, or the opposite, the man promises to the woman, right? That's what they want to hear, maybe at the end of their life, that the love is forever, says the Rama. O Mishnada Lachola Ezadav, or anything else. Im asu zeh mishum haftzaras achol shel titrov daitu alav. If the only reason you said that is because you don't want them to go, you don't want them to have tirf hadas, havi kneder ones. It's not a neder they have to keep, right? It's just you're doing it l'shem, you don't have tirf hadas. So ask the father of the Tiferes Yisrael. So why here do we say mechila works? Right, she's just doing this l'shem to keep the husband happy. The Rama says if you're doing it for any other reason, then it's a real neder. So he asked that question. So he says, maybe there's a difference between a promise for the future and a promise for the past. That case of the chola, you're promising to do something in the future, so we say that's not serious. But here, there's already a chiv ksuba. It's already a chiv ksuba. So it's not so terrible to say, you know, to hold on to that chiv. Right? Me the lo havi le lishtok. Says, there also, there's a difference between a neder and this case. Okay, different answers given, but that's here discussed by the Mefarsha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara in Rabbi Kiva Omer Kakoshu v'chulu, Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Shimon Melakish, boy, Rabbi Shlokosh, yes, a great kasha. What did Rabbi Kiva say? And we paskin this way. Even a tiny amount of land is chayav in peya. So, hagatz b'cha, shoyesham shibolos achas. You have one stalk. You have one stalk in your field. Achalo katzar ain't kan chiyav. Before you started cutting, there's no chiyav peya yet. Misha katzar ain't kan shir. And once you cut, it's done. There is nothing left. Peya is in what's left. So if all you have is one tiny amount and one stalk, then before you cut, there's no chiyav, and after you cut, it's done. So Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, tiftor, b'shayasham kelach echad ubo chameshi bolim. You have one stalk, but you have like five things on that one stalk. Yeah, 5 years. So you're right. If you cut the whole stalk, doesn't work. There's no peah left. But if you just take a piece, some of the ears on the stalks, so then that would be a way to have it. Fine. Rabbi Mana says, one second. I don't like the language in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Karka kolshu is chayiv in peah. Karka kolshu? V'listen amrin. Why does it use the language? This is the second shot of the Mara Fulda, which we'll go to. Why does it use the language of listen amrin? Kama kolshu chayiv bepeya. Why does it say karka? Right, you see in the Mara, lama tani karka. I will mistake kama to alinim peya filu ain lo karka chayiv. Remember we learned in yesterday's Mishnah or 2 days ago. If you just have trees, right? You don't have to have any karka. If you own 10 trees, right? The person sold you the trees. You're chayiv in peya. So it's not that you have to own karka. You just have to own kama. Something growing. So why do you say the word karka? So the Gemara answers, they'll begin, tana bikurim, tana karka. Well, for bikurim, you have to have karka. So because the next line, bikurim, need a karka, that's why it uses that word here instead of kama. Period. Tani, we have a brisa that says, v'harayayon. We have a brisa that says, another halacha. Reayon. What's reayon? That is, right, aliyah l'regel. Aliyah l'regel. Only if you own a little bit of karka, do you have a chiyuv to be ol regel. That's this day. So it's another day in the Brisa. The Mishnah does not have this. The Mishnah doesn't have this in the list, but the Brisa says you have an extra one. And like the following, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Mishein lo karka, pater min ha-reayon. Right? If you don't have karka, then you're pater from Aliyah l'regel. Rabbi Mana boi, v'lama leinan amrin. I'm sorry, that's the next one. Stop there for a minute. So this is here. Tosfos in a few places in Chagiga, Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Gimel quotes this. Right, that's this halacha. If you don't own karka, you don't. Then you're the zumisali the regel. The Rambam does not quote this. The Mishnah Melech wonders why doesn't the Rambam quote it? What's the answer? The answer is because maybe he thinks our Mishnah argues on this. Right, our Mishnah doesn't have reayon. There's Rabbi Ami in Maseches Psachim, I think, says that there's no mach, and there's no cholek there. But the Mefarshim say maybe he thinks like the pashtus of the Mishnah. The Pasha of the Mishnah does not have it, so he thinks you don't have to own any karka. You don't have to own any karka for Aliyah LeRegel. Okay, a big discussion in the Mefarshim. One more line. What about Vidu Maisrus? Vidu Maisrus also requires karka. Tichsiv es hadam asher nasata lanu. Why isn't that there? Rabbi Yossi Barbun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan amar Shmuasa Kain. It's true. Mishen lo karka patam avidu. Tichsiv ves hadam asher nasata lanu. So why isn't it on the list? So that is a question. It says the Gemara, why it's not on the list? Rabbi Yosi, Bishim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishen lo karta patam in ariya, as we just noted, patam in ariya. Maybe the pasha that means also aliyah leregel. Shenemar v'lo yachmon ishes artzecha v'gomer. When you go be aliyah leregel, nobody will desire your land. You'll be protected. So that shows that maybe that's a definition. You have to have land in order to have all the regal. So we'll have to continue, Be'ez Hashem, next time with some amazing stories. There are stories back in Maseches Peah relearning this idea of Aliyah LeRegel and Hashem protecting your land when you go to Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll stop here.